With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Text COVID-19SF to 888-777, and you can get official updates through there. That's COVID-19SF to 888-777 for official updates.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app that you can use to listen to this show through your phone anywhere you go. So get the radio.com app and then listen to this show anywhere you go.
Seems easy.
Right. And if you're posting anything about, you know, social distancing to your social media, use the hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. That makes it easy for us to see your posts.
Yeah, we can just touch the hashtag and look at what everyone's putting up there.
Okay, so I promised you some nonsense to begin with, and then we'll get to some of the other stuff of the day. So we'll begin with some fast facts.
Fast facts. I love those.
Square dancing. Did you do that?
Sure. Remember gym class?
I did too.
Yeah, I had to do that. I was glad I had, because at my cousin's wedding a few years ago, he had a whole hoedown, and we all had to square dance. I'm like, all right.
And you did it.
Sure. You remember, they sort of refresh, you know, promenade left or, you know, swing your partner, sure, whatever all the things were. It's fun. I used to love square dancing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Oh, God. I learned it in elementary school because apparently Mrs. Hadley, I think I had her for fifth grade, but she was the teacher who knew not only square dancing, but pole
dancing. Wow.
It's not pole dancing. What is that thing with the ribbons?
Oh, the maypole.
The maypole. She knew how to do that, too.
Yeah, so that's funny. We had a similar, we always did the maypole when I was a kid. I think like fourth and fifth grade, there was a big flagpole and we maypoled it. That was fun. That's just a weave, you know, that's fun and easy.
Sucks.
I love square dancing.
Square dancing is the official state dance for 24 of the 29 states that actually have an official dance.
Oh.
So.
Is it those Tiger King states?
I don't know.
I'm picturing those people do-si-do-ing for sure.
I don't know what the other, what is that, five states have as an official dance.
Maybe the tango.
Or the Superman.
Or the electric slide.
Sure.
That's funny that there's official dances. All right.
After George Washington's presidency was over, he opened a whiskey distillery in Virginia, and it quickly became the biggest one in the country. After he died, he left it to his nephew, and it burned down.
Oh, no. Did they have insurance back in those days?
I don't know. I would imagine there's always someone there ready to take your money.
Sure. Yeah, some brainiac thought up insurance.
Uh-huh.
Sure they thought that up, you know, long before then.
There were Chryslers that had built-in record players from 1956 to 58. They malfunctioned so often that Chrysler dropped them after a few years.
Yeah, that's that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that they passed the test phase.
Well, we'll run them on a glass surface. It'll be fine. If the cornering, you just got to go slow. What?
Broccoli has almost twice as much vitamin C as oranges.
Really? Huh. I thought that the green leafies were like a vitamin A supplier. I guess they have lots of vitamins. Just don't cook it to death. Eat it raw if you can.
What?
Well, that's what they say, you know, if you cook your vegetables, you cook the vitamins out of them. Especially like if you boil them for a long time. They gotta still have some crunch.
Right. I do agree. I don't like mushy. Mushy is gross.
I'll still
All right. So there's a few fast facts for you. Now let me get to a couple of the pieces of information that I think that you need to know about. First of all, on the front page of both our main newspapers, probably all the papers today, is that the shelter in place has been extended through May 3rd here in the Bay Area. They're also saying that there are new restrictions that include mandatory social distancing for a lot of essential businesses. So, for example, I told you I went to Whole Foods in my area the other day, and they taped off the ground and put 6 feet in between us. I felt like the people... I don't want to believe people... I want to believe people are smart enough to handle this, the tape on the ground. Like, watching people
doesn't
look
get
at
much
it
simpler
and be baffled by it and not understanding
what is this mean?
You need to give people space. This is what it's here for. I was really surprised to see that they had to station a person to direct traffic and get people in their spaces. And I was glad they did, because clearly people weren't able to figure it out.
Yeah.
So
the problem's really for that person who has to go person to person and go, let me back you up here.
And well, and one of the things, and I'll read this in the text later, but one of the things people are saying is while now there's a new opinion about masks, including the ones that Sarah is making, the material masks, we're being told by that Dr. Fauci that, yes, you should wear those. They can keep you, if you've got it, from spreading it. And my own personal belief, this is me now saying, I'm going to wear one whether I've got it or not if I go out.
Right. And I'm saying if everybody wore one, whether they've got it or not when they went out, it would be a constant reminder to us to keep that social distance, and it might cut it down. The thing I was reading said it's not a cure-all, but you're 58% less likely to catch something if you've got the mask. I mean, to me, that's significant enough. And if you and I have, then we have 116% less. I'm just making stuff up now.
Right. Hey, here's an
Why
article
not, though? Can't
that
hurt.
I just found with one of the questions I'd asked. I think I asked it on the air, but certainly it's been a concern of mine. Why are some of these cases of COVID-19 so serious that they end up hospitalized? In other cases, it seems like the person just rides it out. 73% of Americans hospitalized with COVID-19 had an underlying condition.
Oh, like an asthma or some lung condition or compromised immune. Or
could be any kind of, I mean, imagine if you've got diabetes.
Right. Oh, yeah. They say that's, you know, you can be especially hard hit.
And we are a country with diabetes. So there's no question that this is a stat that should make people with underlying conditions more careful, and should also make people who are that don't have that feel at least like they can ride it out if this were to hit them. That's me in particular. I feel like, well, I'm already isolated. I've done the best possible job I can, but if I get it, I'm just going to further isolate and hopefully ride it out. I don't see myself wanting to go to the hospital.
Right. I mean, I would frankly want to avoid the hospital at all costs. That's sort of my way of life. But
I know that is.
But the thing is, I think that some people are finding themselves in such distress. You know, when it gets down to, I don't know if I can take that next breath, that's a clear sign that you need to go. Like, I think even I would go to the hospital at that point.
This article, let me see where I found this. Science Alert is where I found it. And it's great, actually. It really breaks down the things that will cause you complications. Other chronic diseases, diabetes, chronic lung disease. Smokers are among the people who find themselves...
That makes sense. Remember when you were a smoker and every cold that you had turned into a 3-month-long cough?
Oh, yeah.
Or the cough just never went away because you constantly had the rumble lung?
Well, and I absolutely was someone who would sit on the side yard and be smoking through my coughs.
Just addicted. Like, yeah. Nicotine is insidious.
Well, and I didn't, it wasn't just that I was having a Nick fit either. I liked smoking, so I would be sitting there going, I want to go smoke.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go do that and see, you know, how I get through it. And usually it was a you know, in between coughs.
Yeah.
So stupid. Yeah. Anyway, Sarah, real quick, I just want to mention this again before I move on to some other stuff. So Dr. Fauci is this guy who's been in the news. He's sort of the face of hopefully our recovery from this COVID-19.
Right, he's been everywhere.
He is now out there saying that these masks, not surgical masks, but the cloth masks that people can make, they will help us keep from spreading this. You made those. You made a bunch of them on your and I saw it on your Instagram, yeah?
Yes. So I managed to crank out a few. I'm not nearly at the volume that there are people who are. I mean, you can't believe how many of these things they're making. So, you know, my first batch went to the neighborhood, and once I get everyone in my immediate circle covered, then I'm going to donate. I'm going to keep making them, and I'm going to donate them to there are drop off points at Joann's Fabrics, and they're in touch with the medical community. But a lot of people have asked from various hospitals, and that'll be my next step is once I get, you know, to the point where I feel like, okay, now these are extras, I'm going to donate them. But anybody with a sewing machine, there's a million tutorials. They're not hard to make. They take a couple minutes a piece, and, you know, they help. If they help in any small way, then this is something that you can do to contribute.
Right. This next story, so we've done a few texts and people have written in and they've said, oh man, my kid is graduating and his or her graduation is now off and the senior trip is off. And I can see how that would be frustrating.
Huge bummer.
This has changed a lot of the things that we take for granted, including how many people out there that are pregnant and having babies right now. Mm-hmm. So, oh man, I just touched something I didn't mean to touch. Okay, there it is. So this story is about a guy who, his wife was pregnant and having a baby, and this guy had coronavirus. He had the symptoms, but wanted to visit her in the maternity ward. And so he lied about it.
You're kidding me.
No. So this guy had been, this is in, New York, I believe. A man who'd been exposed to the coronavirus and was himself feeling sick hid his symptoms from the staff at this New York hospital in Rochester so he could join his expectant wife in the maternity center. He confessed only when his wife began to show symptoms of COVID-19 shortly after giving birth. The incident, which occurred last week, is a fresh example of the need for extreme caution and honesty when it comes to the highly communicable virus. So this dude put everybody in, you know, his family at risk because he wanted to be there. And I understand the changes we're dealing with, whether it's your graduation or the birth of your child. But, dude, what are you doing?
I mean, honestly, that is the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard, because forget him and his wife and his new baby. Those nurses are in and out of all of those rooms. That has got to be a clean zone. It's reprehensible. Like, that should that's a guy who should be sued by the state of New York, or someone needs to get him.
Right? What kind of guy? So that's
a terrible kind.
So
that's
when
terrible.
when you if you are currently pregnant and you are and your due date is approaching, when they don't let your husband or your family or your wife or whoever you've got into the room while you give birth. This is one of the stories and one of the reasons why, because they're not now going to take your word for it. They're going to start closing maternity wards, I would bet, anyway.
I'm sure, right? You're right. And there was we talked to a woman last week. Was her name Debbie? She was a healthcare worker, labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, right.
Danny.
Mm-hmm. And she was saying that they actually have a couple of setups in case you have COVID-19 and you're having a baby. So hospitals are preparing for this, but if you're wandering around, with it when you don't have to be there. That is just I am appalled by that story. That is,
it's awful.
It's like the most just socially rude thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and I you know, having a kid is a big deal, and it's life-changing in and of itself, but the idea that that's how you, that's what that kid will get to look up as dad and go, whoa, that was my dad? Way to go, dad.
Unbelievable. That it's, I can't even wrap my head around it.
A new survey asked people what they found themselves doing in the past few weeks they've never or rarely ever done before, and it's interesting how much, with all the tech we have in our lives, how specific most of us are in what we use it for. So, for example, your laptop, I get stuff on Amazon, or, you know, I email. Mm-hmm. But suddenly we find ourselves not only working from home, which most of us have never done, participating in video meetings,
mm-hmm.
which maybe some of us have done.
I'm over it now. First, it was like really cool, and now I'm like, eh. my friends keep wanting to have these cocktail parties on Friday. I'm like, nah. I don't want to be on a Zoom chat. I just don't. I love you. I miss you, but I don't want to.
Well, I think that this hasn't really gone on for very long.
Yeah, this is the beginning.
2.5 weeks now of the home shows. So, yeah. You know, you might change your tune come, you know, 3 months from now if we're still dealing with this.
Desperate to see anyone else's face.
Exercised at home, went grocery shopping at an independent or corner store to get that little. So you mentioned yesterday that you and your, this morning that you and your husband went out, you geared up. And you went to the Safeway, and you said you were going for one thing. But did you find yourself getting a lot of stuff because you were out and there?
No, we specifically, John had geared up and gone out earlier in the day. And he came back, and he had bought the wrong thing. And I was like, well, I'm going to go for a walk, you know, around the neighborhood. And he goes, oh, let's just go together. We'll walk down to the Safeway, and we'll exchange the thing. So we just walked in. And, you know, stood in the one place and said, hey, we're making an exchange. And they let us do it. And I mean, it was a very brief little thing. That's
all right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the corner store. I can see these are the things that people have found themselves doing in the past few weeks they've never done before. The corner grocery store, I can see why you might do a quick strike mission there. You right. just need a bag of Doritos. You want in and out. Yep. I can see that
We've
working.
We've done that for sure.
I mentioned earlier, alcohol sales are up 55%, and drinking at home is way up across the country. So I can see how the independent corner store might be doing well right now.
Sure. And listen, there are plenty of people out there looking for any excuse to drink. Am I right, Ben?
You are right.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just time travel our way right through this whole coronavirus, right?
Right. I'll be sobered up on the other side. I'm sure nothing can go wrong with that plan.
Right. Ordered grocery delivery, played a board game, went to a butcher.
A butcher?
And ordered food delivery in general. Is on the list of things people hadn't done until these new times we're living in.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been Instacarting for a long time, but I don't think I'd ever Instacarted before. And I've never done any. I'm thinking about doing like, I guess, are there still restaurants that are doing takeout, or is that not happening anymore? I mean, go ahead.
The rules just tightened up today, so I don't know what the specific order is going to be for them. But for a while, yes, they were still doing takeout.
Yeah, right. But then hearing all this other stuff, and we're going to talk to Michael Mina in 10 minutes. He's a chef, owns 40. Actually, I was reading his thing today. He's, you know, that International Smoke, Aisha Curry's place down. Isn't that at the bottom of the Millennium building?
The
Millennium
Salesforce,
Tower?
Right?
Oh, is it or in is Salesforce?
It? Yeah, I believe
I
so.
I thought it was, well, it's somewhere in that area.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's right in that area. So anyway, he's her partner. Like that's why we've heard his name. He's all these famous restaurants. He's got like 40 restaurants around the world. But he's saying that, yeah, he had to lay off most of his employees, and that he is doing some stuff where he's helping to feed those employees and also to provide meals to hospitals. But it'll be, I guess we'll pick his brain about what the, he would know probably better than anyone what exactly the mandate is right now.
Sure. Our text numbers, do you want to jump out?
No. Go ahead. Hit the text.
Well, here's just one quick one. 800-400-3697. We still have access to these, even though these are home broadcasts we're doing now. So send us texts. My son's girlfriend is expecting my fourth grandson. Yes, all boys. And yes, she told us, don't come to the house. Don't come to the hospital. Don't come visit me. She said the kid's going to be under quarantine from birth until next month. So we're going to have to save all those happy, cheerful moments that come with having a newborn baby. Better safe than sorry.
Yep. You don't want to take any chances. It's a brand new baby.
And here's one last one. They're saying that a lot of hospitals are already not allowing anyone in the maternity room.
Yeah, it seems like that and really any guesting in general, you know, visiting hours, it seems like that should all just be shut down. Like, you know, we're isolating for a reason. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Michael Mina.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.